It's the Lowdown with Lolo.
Well, today, my birthday, marks the 50th anniversary of Burn, Deep Purple's pivotal 8th album. Man, what an album. The 8-track set marked the debut of the band's Mark II lineup, bringing in frontman David Coverdale, as well as bassist Glenn Hughes, the latter from the band Trapeze, placing Ian Gillan and Roger Glover, respectively, and joining founding members Richie Blackmore, John Lord, and Ian Paice. The changes were well received. However, Burn reached number 9 on the Billboard 200, Deep Purple's second highest showing after their 1972 Machine Head, and number 3 in their homeland of England. It was also certified gold as well. In celebration of Valentine's Week, Rod Stewart released a revved up version of the classic song Pennies from Heaven. The song features his wife, Penny Lancaster, as his backup singer. The twice inducted Rock and Roll Hall of Fame recorded it with Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra. If you want to see that video, it's up for you on our website, WDML.com. And Tesla founding member and guitarist Frank Hannon released a music video covering Love Is Alive from Gary Wright. The 1976 classic was written and performed by Gary, who was his favorite artist, who passed away in September. About the song, Hannon said, quote, "I wanted to cover this song and honor his groundbreaking legacy and use a Moog synthesizer bass as well as adding my own modern guitar approach." He said, "When I was a kid in the 70s, I would always crank it up, and it was his favorite song on the radio." We'll try to get some Gary Wright on here in just a moment, but man, what a tune that is. More news on our website at WDML.com.